Hello, and welcome once again to the Productions Plus podcast. Joe Stearns here once again. We're going to jump right back into our interview with Trusted Herd founder and CEO, Brian Fox. This time, we take a deep dive into where the gig industry is headed and get some insider info on how to increase your chances of being booked. We also talk specifically about the Trusted Herd Productions Plus working relationship and examples of jobs you'll be booking. There's a ton of great info in here, so let's get started.
This might be a sort of forward-thinking question, but what do you see the future of this industry or this business being? Do you think this is going to continue like this, or is it going to be different? Are you going to have to adapt? Are people who want to be brand ambassadors going to have to adapt and look to different things?
No, I don't. I don't believe that.
Okay.
Everyone's talking about AI, right? We can have a conversation about AI, but
I'm not sure. Okay, continue.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is, like, you start to get some creep on AI being able to perform other people's jobs, right? And their job duties and that sort of thing. But in the world that we're in and looking forward in the future, how much more technology are you going to enthrall yourself with? You know, all of us are in
Well, there's no changing human interaction, right?
Absolutely. And even Apple's new vision goggles, right? Like, at some point, there is that tipping scale where you are going to want to feel a genuine human interaction. And by going out to an event, it becomes that much more special in that engagement as the world becomes more digital, right? Because in the digital world, there's just more noise. And in this area, I'm having a one-on-one conversation with you, Joe, about AT&T fiber. You know, maybe that's not very exciting to you, but again, I'm getting your undivided attention as a brand ambassador. So I do feel, while, you know, digital budgets will always increase, there is a human element to being able to talk to someone and share, you know, like the power of word of mouth, right? We always hear
Absolutely.
About that. Yeah. It's the same way for being a brand ambassador in the event world.
Yeah, I think it's the same thing with, people think that live theater is a dying art, but there's no replacement for it.
On
people being on stage, doing a dramatic production for people in the audience. You just can't replace that. Yeah. So I'd like to talk a little bit more about any advice you would have to someone who doesn't even know about this, who wants to get into it, who is really interested. Just the basics, like, how do they apply to Trusted Herd?
Trusted Herd takes all of 3 minutes to join. You fill out a profile, and you can always go back and fill out more information later. But that's one of our missions is, like I said, this is the most fun gig work, and absolutely nothing against, like, you know, Uber drivers or people doing Instacart and all of that. And everyone has different reasons for doing different jobs, but, like, what other job can put you at a Taylor Swift concert? Right. You know,
which we have done, which has happened. Yeah.
Which has happened. And it's that. So, yeah, you create the profile, all these opportunities are on there, you start applying. We actually give the talent any job that they apply to on Trusted Herd. There's a screen before the final submission. It's like, hey, do you want to tell the recruiter anything? Right. Again, like, this is so, like, we have, I think on average about 65-66% of workers fill that box out, right? But this is a perfect example of going a little bit beyond and that recruiter seeing that. If a recruiter is just focused on people that filled out that application note of, hey, I worked this event last year, or I got 3 friends working this event, or I had a great time working with your team 5 months ago, I'd like to do it again. Those are just all little pieces that make up the puzzle of a tipping point of a recruiter wanting to reach out to you, right? So we give people the ability to, you know, build up their profile, put multiple pictures, put their social media channels, put their resume on there. You can receive endorsements from fellow workers or companies. If you're brand new, you know, maybe you're not having endorsements or reviews yet, but you can certainly do all that other stuff, right? And then additionally, in the next couple of weeks, we're introducing video profiles that will be available on every single Trusted Herd worker profile for those who want to do it. So again, it's a 30-second introduction, but such an easy way, like to show your personality, to show your friendliness, and then combine that with a profile. Again, it just makes a recruiter want to get in touch with you and open that door. It's not a guarantee that you're going to get the job, right? But if you do all of those things, you should at least be getting a callback at a higher clip than not doing those.
Yeah, I think that's a great answer. Thank you so much. So what makes a good brand ambassador, or what makes a good spokesperson? And as you said, you know, personality and booking the job, but what makes you good at the job after you book it?
After you book it, it can give you a couple things and mentioned a little bit before, but a little more expanded of a list. Being responsible. You know, you have someone counting on you who hired you. So if they need something from you, be there for them, right? Don't make them chase you. Being friendly, having a smile. You know, in Marriott hotels, we used to have like a 20-10 rule. 20 feet away, make sure you're making eye contact with the person that's approaching you. 10 feet away, make sure you're saying something, right? So like that, you could work or walk any trade show. And how many workers are you going to see on their cell phones, right? It's going to be a lot, especially smaller booths. Like, it's just going to happen. But like, you're missing that opportunity. You're not being a great brand ambassador. You're not being a great event worker. You should be talking to everybody that walks by. Know your talking points. There might be 5 talking points, you know, and that's okay. You're not expected to know everything. You know, if we look at the, you know, a Toyota example, and I walk into a Toyota dealership, I expect that dealership person to know everything there is about this new 4Runner. But when I'm, you know, and now I'm getting into like product specialists, but, you know, if I'm just generally representing Toyota, not as a product specialist, a consumer is not going to expect me to know everything there is to know about a Sequoia. But hey, I'm that first communication point, right? So I'm friendly, I'm smiling, I'm conversational, I know a couple talking points, I'm on time, I'm presentable, right? You know, you got to be presentable out there. It's not rocket science. It's actually really fun. And that's why everywhere from like college kids, you know, can do it to people who are, you know, 50, 60, 70 and have full-time jobs, and they just want to do something fun on the weekend or at nights, you know? And it's just, there's no other gig work like it. And I just want Trusted Herd to be known as, you know, the same thing as, hey, you want to go drive and make money driving? Yeah, you're going to go sign up for Uber. Do you want to make money doing fun event gigs? Join Trusted Herd, because there are thousands of companies on there posting these jobs, and you can work some of these jobs too, right?
Yes, exactly. And I love what you said about having fun. A theater teacher of mine used to say that. It's like, yes, you have to be very responsible. You have to take this seriously. But when you go out there, have fun. That's the point of it.
Yeah. Absolutely. And if you're not like, you should be passionate about it too. You should want to be there. You know, we've all done things, work or life even, that's, we don't want to be there. We don't have fun. And like, people can tell you're not all in, right? But if you're out there and you're passionate about something and you enjoy doing something, like Joe, I love coming into this desk every day and working on Trusted Herd. I just do. I'm super passionate about it. And 8 years later, like, that hasn't changed. Everything we do is, hey, let's make this site better on a day-to-day basis. And over the long run, we'll make a lot of improvements. But like, that's just the thing. Love what you do. And I also, like, alluding to what I said at the beginning, that's some of the greatest thing about event gigs. Like, if you have an 8-hour gig down at Millennium Park in downtown Chicago, and you get there and 2 hours in, you go, ugh, not for me. I do not like, you just got to make it another 6 hours. And then tomorrow you can go do some other event, right?
Uh-huh, so, right.
Yeah.
Can I ask you a bit about what your relationship with Productions Plus is and how that started?
Yeah, absolutely. So like I said, when Trusted Herd started, we had no workers on here and no companies. And we were just a review site, really. But companies could always post jobs. And as more reviews came onto the platform, more companies started paying attention, more workers, more jobs, and kind of the flywheel goes around. So more companies started approaching Trusted Herd, like, hey, we see you're new. We're interested in what you're doing. Can you tell us more about your site? How do we take advantage of your site? Where efficiencies and all of that? Companies started coming along. Productions Plus certainly was one of the first to do so. Mm-hmm. And we have different packages for companies. So there's three ways companies can leverage our site. One, you can pay $7 per job post, a la carte, one-time job. All the app, like I should also mention, none of the workers on Trusted Herd are Trusted Herd workers. They're not our workers. They're not our contractors. Mm-hmm. When they apply to a company, that company's recruiter who posted the job or recruiters, they see all the applicants and they reach out direct and they hire direct, right? So yeah, Productions Plus came along and said, hey, we're interested in this program. We offer a $99 package for companies, unlimited job postings in 30 days. And then we have a premium membership, which Productions Plus is one of the companies who are premium. They can post all the jobs and all of that. They also have the ability to go into Trusted Herd and put in any address in the US and Canada, any mileage radius, pick filters, and then all the workers who are within that range will come up. They can click on worker profiles. They can see their full profiles and resumes and all of that, and they can direct message them as a premium company. So it's extremely valuable for any company looking for talent. Is like previously you would post the job and you would wait for people to come, right? Mm-hmm. And then you would talk to them. Trusted Herd allows companies to go out and find the best talent or talent they feel would best represent their client and immediately message them. So I'm super grateful to everyone. I feel like I know a lot of people at Productions Plus at this point over the years, but they've been such a great partner to Trusted Herd. And anything that I can ever do as Trusted Herd, I like to make sure I'm able to do that for our clients.
Next time on the podcast, since we've had such an overwhelming response to this booking the gig subject, we are putting together a special episode that'll be a sort of greatest hits rapid fire format. We'll publish some questions I asked after our initial interview and even take some questions from a couple of special guests who were listening in as we were recording. I hope you enjoyed this Productions Plus podcast. We'll see you next time. Thank you so much.